Kum Len Rablat Gemara, we are up to Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Mishnah. Sholosh Asheres Hein. There are three kinds of, just like we had yesterday, the three kinds of houses, three kinds of boulders, there are three kinds of trees, Asheres trees. Three different dinim. Number one. Ilan Shenotu Mitchila L'Shem Avodah Chama, a tree that was Chatchila planted for Avodah Zarah. Hareizu Asura. It is us. It's an Avodah Zarah tree. You're not allowed to do anything until the Goy comes along and cancels it. A Yid has to destroy it. Next one, case number two. Gidoy Upisle L'Shem Avodah Chama. You planted normally, but then you went ahead and you pruned it in order. And you said the new growth should be Avodah Zarah, a Yid or a Goy. And you intended to worship the new growth from now on. Then the hechlif and things grow. Neitel mash hechlif. The rest of the tree is still right because you clearly said you're only intending to worship the new part. If you intended to worship the entire tree, then the whole tree is away to again, because the new growth affects the entire tree. And case number three, he mitachta avay zekachavim, but not lezei b'teres. Case number three is that you just put an avodah zarah underneath the asherah tree.
When the guy made the tree himself, he would automatically assume that the new growth would be part of the tree. No,
no,
that new growth.
That's what he. No, the case number two is where the tree was not done with avodah zarah. A guy came over and he says, "But I'm pruning the tree. It's going to cause the tree to grow, spurt the growth. I want that this new growth should be l'shem avodah zarah, because he wants that avodah zarah to be his. The tree that grew before he did it." That don't do with him. So that's what he thought. So then only the new addition is Avodah Zarah. You eliminate that, you cut that out, and then the rest of the tree is all right. It wasn't affected. But if you wanted an entire tree to become Avodah Zarah, by doing that, it'd make the entire tree Avodah Zarah. Then a goy would have to cancel the entire tree, but he would have to demolish the entire tree. Okay, Gemara. So Gemara is basically, the Mishnah basically said the same thing as before. There are three kinds of Asherah trees. If you plant L'chil Avodah Zarah, the entire tree is Avodah Zarah. If you pruned it, then you only want the growth to be Avodah Zarah, then only that section of Avodah Zarah is to eliminate it. If it was a regular tree, all you did was you put Avodah Zarah underneath it, something temporal, you remove it, the tree is still the same. So the Gemara, Amri, the Rabbi Yana said, "V'hu shehivrich v'hirke begufa yishalila." That what we say that you pruned and everything else is that you actually went ahead and you took the tree and you, let's say, you take a branch of the tree and you put it into the ground, which creates the new roots and a whole new tree grows out of that. So therefore, as if this new tree, the second tree that's growing now, is all been done for Avodah Zarah. Yeah, because otherwise it sounds like Rabbi Yanai. If you just prune the tree and you said the new growth of Zarah, nothing happens. There's no new growth because of Avodah Zarah. It's only when you put in the ground, create new roots, and a whole mice. What do you mean? All you did was pruned it. Any new growth afterwards is already considered Avodah Zarah. I mean, even a small little mice like that, you don't even have roch and hakover. Ella, hakover is grafting. Ella, ki itma de Rabbi Yana was referring to inyan bit litma regarding cancellation. He's not talking about the beginning of the Yisr. But according to him, you're right. The Mishnah clearly says if you prune the tree, any new growth is Avodah Zarah. So my bitl. Even though the Hivrich Vihirki Begufs, the Chiddush is that even though you went ahead and you grafted into another tree, or that you bent over a branch and put it in the ground and started a new tree, Kinotl Masha Hechliv Shapir Dami. And even in this case, all you have to do is remove the new growth. Why? Because the Maotim, I would have thought, Kivan the Hivrich Vihirki Begufs She'ilin, since you took the tree itself and you made a major change over here, you either grafted into another tree or you bent it over and you create a new tree. I would have thought ki ilan shenotu mitchil domis, as if the entire tree now was created from scratch. The litzah kula, not only the new growth should be yasa, but the entire tree should be yasa. Kamashon, that is not so. Omma Shmuel says Shmuel. Shmuel comes along to the new din and he says that hamishtach vel ilan, if somebody bows down to a tree, it sounds like from him, all you have to do is bow down to the tree. Anything that grows from there on in is avodah zarah. Mosiv, it seems from our Mishnah, Mosiv, Rabbi Elazar, Gido, you pistol, you have to do a maisa of pruning, lavoides gechavim, behechliv, noite, masha hechliv, you take away all the new growth. Is mashma clues in the Mishnah? Gido yepisli in only if you did a pula like pruning. only then do we say the new growth of Avodah Zarah. But like the piece of light. But if he didn't do any pruning or anything else, it does not become Avodah Zarah. Amalach Shmuel says Shmuel, Hamani Rabbanon he. If you remember in the previous Gemara we had the Machlekes Rabbanon Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbanon, the only tree that a shader becomes a shader tree is only if you planted it for the sake of a shader. Otherwise, if you just go ahead and you take a tree that was already growing and you worship it, it does not become a Avodah Zarah. So therefore, our Mishnah, author of our Mishnah, did Rabban hold that if you start worshiping it, it's become Avodah Zarah. But if you went ahead and you pruned it and you did something, it's as if you just planted right now the tree. Then from that section onwards, it becomes Avodah Zarah. But according to Rabban, if you didn't prune it, you tak it's mutter. That's our Mishnah. But Shmuel is going quite a Beis Yehuda. Shmuel holds like a Beis Yehuda with the Amr who says, Elon should not to Levesayv of a tree that was planted and then later you worshiped it. He learns Pshat in Abyesi by Yehuda that you don't have to do anything. Just decide to worship it from now on. It's a Beis Yehuda. Asr is Asr. Says, you want a mask of Avashi? Says, Avashi. Why does Shmuel learn as a machlekes between our Mishnah? And that Mishnah only works out according to Rabbanan. And according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, all you have to do is bow down. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to do any pruning. Memai, did Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Rabbanan, but Taisus, pligi. How do you know that they're arguing in Taisus? That according to Rabbanan, anything new added on is mutter. If you bow down, and according to Rabbi Yisrael, it's asa. Dilma, Taisus, divihaka asa. Maybe everyone holds that even if you just bow down, even the Rabbanan will be made that anything growing after you bow down is asa. And the machlek is between Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbanan is actually regarding the etzim tree. Maybe they're arguing about the tree trunk itself, the tree itself. If once the tree was planted and then you decide to worship it, not only the new growth is also, but the entire tree now becomes a Avodah Zarah. And forget the Gemara before. The Gemara before we learned, which means that only the asher is only on the new part you prune and the tree itself is kosher. You don't burn the tree like it says here, you should twist it from what? You should leave, you only cut it down, you cut down one of the extra part. Says Avashi, who said that whole shot? Let's forget the Gemara we learned before. Let's learn that Avodah Zarah holds Vashareim. Tisus of Asherim in plural, two. There are two kinds of Asherim trees. One that you planted for Asherim tree, and the other one is you planted to be a normal tree, and then you decided to worship it. And both of them, Tisus of Esh. That means he holds not only the Tisus, not only the addition is Avodah Zarah, but the entire tree now is affected, and the entire tree is Avodah Zarah. And the Rabban hold Ikin Ilan Shari. No, they hold the tree is Mutter. The Chivit says Vashareim Tegadein. And they're the ones who hold. We'll use the Pasuk Vashareim Tegadein, you cut down. I mean, you don't eliminate the entire tree, only cut down the new growth. But everyone agrees that the addition is Asr. Eza Elon, what kind of tree? Eza Chacham Hol Chigiduya Asa, that the new growth is Asa, but the Ikare Shari, the tree itself is Mutter. Havi Oimir Elon, a tree, should not do that you planted it, but you served it. So therefore, maybe that's the Machlekes. So the Machlekes is only regarding the tree itself, but everyone agrees the new growth is Asa, so why do you have to make a Machlekes out of our Mishnah and this and everything is resolved, according to Shmuel? When Shmuel said, if you bow down to a tree, the new growth is Asa, it's according to everybody. And when Amish says over here the Gidi Pisle, it's talking about the tree itself. For the Gemara, are you going to ask me, why didn't the Gemara say that before? He says, because in the previous Gemara we learned a few days ago that Rabbi Yeshua, who does want to learn from Asherim Tigadeon, that you know the tree is also if you bow down. Eifuch, you're right, change it around. And change your names around. Says Igmar, we can't learn this way. Now, why? What about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that if you go ahead and prune the tree, the only part of the tree that has to be cut down is the new growth. According to you, if you prune the tree, everyone holds the entire tree is also. The whole machlek is regarding if you bow down to the new growth. Our Mishnah says it clearly. Gidu yipislui, noitl masha hechle. The only part that you have to eliminate is the new growth. Who's that? Imkain Gide Pisle Mang Tonila, who will be the author of our Mishnah, Lai Rabon, the Lai Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, Kiri Rabon, according to Rabon, the Lai Gide, even if he didn't prune it, the new growth is Asr. Oh, you have to do the new growth. What did tell me Gide? The Lai Gide Nami Paj is Asr. According to Rabon, whether you pruned it or whether you just bowed down, the new growth is Asr, the tree is Mutter. So why does the Mishnah say here, if you pruned it, say a bigger Kiddush? If you just decided to worship a tree in existence, the new growth is Asr. And E. Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yehuda, he holds that even if you just bow down, the entire tree is also not just a new growth. So we couldn't learn the way you learned Avashi. You want to say that everyone agrees if you bow down to the tree, the new growth is also. The whole machlek is about the tree itself. Can't be. Then who's the author of our Mishnah here? Our Mishnah holds only the new growth is also. Who would that be? Interesting thing. Our Mishnah could be either one. Remember, the Machlekes, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and the Rabban was talking about in a case where you just bow down, you worship the tree. They weren't talking about you prune the tree. So maybe pruning the tree is very different than just bowing down to the tree. Why? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds the tree itself as us, and how can the author of Mishnah be Rabbi Yehuda? Very interesting. You know when Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said the entire tree is also below Gidei Pisle? You just decided to bow down to the tree. So what was the intention? You bow down to the entire tree. So not only the growth is also, but the entire tree is also. But if you went ahead and you pruned the tree and you said, I want to now work for Avodah Zarah, it's as if you're saying, all I want is a new growth to be Avodah Zarah, not the tree itself. So by pruning, which L'chair is a Maisa, it's weaker in Avodah Zarah, the laws of Avodah Zarah. If you went ahead and you pruned it, Golia Daita, what did you reveal to us? The Betais is Nichele, you only want the new growth. Why did you prune it? Because you want to create new growth, you want to trigger new growth, and you want that to be a way to Zora. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, by doing the pull of pruning and you're doing the Shem Veda Zora, is in a way a cooler. So therefore, that means you're telling us you only want the new growth to be a Avodah Zarah, not the central tree. And that's the author, that's our Mishnah here. Or, anybody say, Rabbanon, really can say it's Rabbanon, L'chei Rabbanon, if it's Rabbanon, we had a problem, so why talk about stamp bowing, why talk about Gidei Pisle, talk about stamp bowing down. Because with Rabbanon hold that even stamp bowing down, only the new growth is us, so why tell us he pruned it, only the new growth is us, so tell us the bigger Kiddush, even bowing it down. We need to know. It's Rabbanon. So why talk about pruning? There's a chiddush involved. I'm sorry, I never thought. Since you went ahead and you did a pula in the tree itself, maybe the Rabbanon would hold in this case, the entire tree becomes also. Because it affects the entire tree. That no, only the new growth. So here the Gemara comes along and changes the whole Gemara we learned last week. That's how the Gemara works. Mishnah. Eizu Asheda, what's an Asheda? Even though we just learned the Mishnah a minute ago, that three kinds of Asheda. You might already ask, what's an Asheda? Koshi yesh tachteh avaydecham. Any tree that has beneath it avaydezorah is an Asheda. Shimon says, no. Kosha oivrin oisa. Asheda has to be the tree itself is worshipped. If you only have an avaydezorah underneath it, permanently it's not, because the tree itself is not an Asheda tree. Oh, it's only housing the Asheda. If you want the tree to be an Asheda, you have to worship the tree itself. So as if you only worship the Avodah Zarah beneath the tree itself does not become an Asheda tree, according to Rav Shimon. According to Chacham, it does. Umayse b'tzidin, this actually once happened, we'll see Rav Shimon Meichoy Paskin, there was once a story in Tzidin, be'ilin a tree. Shahayu oivdin oisei, the going were worshipping it. Umotzi tacht of gal, they found a mound underneath the tree. Omelet Rav Shimon, Shimon said, before I pronounce this tree to be an Asheda tree, you guys think that they were worshipping the tree. There's a mound here. Let's dig open the mound and see what was inside it. Botku segalas, they revealed the mound. Ubotku, and they checked it out. Umotze botzu, they found an Avodah Zarah inside. Amalehene bazei, what were they worshipping? They weren't worshipping the tree. They were worshipping the Avodah Zarah buried in this mound. Hoyil v'lotzudei noivdin, not to lena se'ilon. The tree itself is permitted. Because he holds the tree does not become us unless you worship the tree itself. Says the Gemara, "Eizu Asheda, what's an Asheda? What do you mean, what's an Asheda? Well, now we just learned Shalosh Ashedas. Now we just learned about three kinds of Ashedas. What's the Mishnah asking? What's an Asheda? Now, the very last case in the Mishnah before was that if you have a tree and you have an Avodah Zarah underneath the tree, that tree does not become you take the Avodah Zarah away. The tree is mutter." Says the Gemara, that last clause in the Mishnah, we're now explaining in more detail. The first two cases according to everybody, you know, with the plant of Avodah Zarah, or you went ahead and pruned it for Avodah Zarah. And the last case is a machlek, is going to machlek Shem Rabban. What is the Asheda that Chachamim and Rav Shimon were arguing? Kol sheyesh tachteh avaydecham. It is an Avodah Zarah underneath it. The Chachamim say that it's a tree, it's an Asheda tree, if you're worshipping the Avodah Zarah. Shimon says, Kol sheoivdim oisa, only if you worship the tree itself. Eizah Asheda stam. How can you, we're walking, we're not just thrilled. How do you know if a tree is generally an Asheda tree or not? How do we know? We know the history of the tree. We know how it was planted 50, 60, 70 years ago. How do we know? You do. That's why we have a Gemara. Says the Gemara, these are the telltale signs. Stam tree that we don't know. What are the telltale signs that we should recognize as an Asheda tree? Amar Rav. Number one, Rav says, Kol shekoimrim yoishu tachta galochim sit beneath it. They ain't toiming pears. They refuse to eat any of its fruits because they're treating it with dignity and respect. That's an Asheda tree. Maybe that's what they did. They wanted a tree that brings life into the world. Remember, it's a God talking about it. The God of life, the God of love, the God of the...
They don't have to, but
if you see Galoch sitting there and nobody takes any of the fruits to eat, that it's not the fact Galoch, the fact that they don't take the fruits to eat tells you something about the tree, that it's a sacred tree.
So if you say there won't be any breed of tree, like it could be an apple tree, it could be a So what's the word?
It's the name of a God. Asher is the name of a God. According to the Welt, according to the modern philosophical world, it's the she-god. There's the male god and the female god. Asher is a female word. They say there was... I shouldn't be repeating this. But anyway, there's a whole theory behind this. Shmuel says, Afilu Amri... Even if you hear them saying, Hani Tamre, these dates, Le Bein Nitzifeh, we are going to set aside for this Avodah Zorah called Bein Nitzifeh Asur. That tells you already that why the Dafka dedicating these fruits here, these dates here, because these dates were planted for that Avodah Zorah. Why? The Rami Bei Shichre makes Beer Veshasele Beyem Eidon use on their festivities, which means the tree itself is sacred. Amar Ameymar, Amruli Savi, the Pompadisa, remember said the elder of Pompadisa told me, which obviously he didn't hear directly, but many generations later, he heard, Hilchasik Shmuel, Alach Lech Shmuel. Next Mishnah, Layeshev Betzila, you now have enough of it, you should not sit in its shade. Now, there's three kinds of shades. There's the shade directly beneath the tree. Okay, you know, having, I know we had before anything more, we'll have it again about vegetables that grew under the tree. In the summer, it's usa because it's providing shade. In the winter, the tree doesn't know anything for it. Then there is shade, the tree's height. There's shade for the tree, you know, if you're standing outside the tree, not beneath the tree, but outside the tree, the tree is giving you shade. And then we have a concept called bua de bua, tzila de tzila, which is that if you ever walk, the sun is at an angle, you'll see you have the dark part of the shade, and then you have the lighter part of the shade, which goes much further out. You always see there's two shadows. There's one shadow, which is the very dark shadow, which is exactly directly, you know, the sun is shining on you, and then you form a shadow. And then there's a larger shadow, which is much lighter. That's called the tzel tzila. This tree has the same thing. There's one underneath, which is not the question of usur. Then you have the tzel kemosai, the shade of the shadow of its height, and then the tzel tzila, which is the shadow of the shadow. Well, soon see it says, lo yeshe betzila, you should not sit in the shade. We're talking about beyond the tree itself. So it's not you're not an oil here at all. Because if you're underneath a tree, if anything tummy is there, then everything underneath the tree becomes tummy, so you'd be an oil. So we're talking about outside the tree. There's no oil here whatsoever. So you're standing outside the tree. Is ve'im yosha, but chachili shouldn't do it because you're having some benefit from the tree. But ve'im yosha, if he sat down, toy, you're still toy. There's no tumma there. Ve'lo yaver tachteh, don't go beneath the tree. Ve'im aver tummy, because you're the son of Aydazora, it's an oil, you become tummy. What happens if the branches start to grow out into the main street and it's stealing space from the rabbi? Since this whole tumah is under abundant anyway, the tumah, remember before, the avodah zorah is tummy, only tummy is dead things. This whole tumah we brought psukim before, either like a nida or shakis, the shakten we yesterday, like a shed, it's only the rabbanon. So because the tumah is rabbanon, where the tree is encroaching in the shusarabim, which has no right to steal from the shusarabim, if you're walking underneath the tree, there's no oil here. There's no tumah that's being spread. Obviously, you're having enough of the zorah, but we're talking about the shade, the shadow of the shadow. So I told you, when the sun is on a certain angle, not only do you have your height shadow, but you also have the other shadows beyond that. McClouds, it seems from here, that Betzel Koymosa, so we're talking about Tzel Tzila, which is the most remote shadow. What about the main shadow on an angle, but the dark shadow? Im Yoshev Tummy, sounds like your tummy. Why would you be tummy there? There's no oil. You're right. Even the tzel kamasa, the shadow of the height, you also don't become tummy because there's no oil here. You're not standing underneath it, you're on the side of it. So why are we talking about tzel tzila? So l'cheida, you should say bigger chiddush. That even tzel kamasa, you know that you're you shouldn't sit, but if you sat, you're tired. So You're right. The whole commotion, the chiddush is not about the Torah part. The chiddush is about the Torah part. The chiddush is not that if you sat there, you are Torah. You're right. That's obvious. You're not sitting beneath it. You're sitting on an angle. So, of course, there's no oil here. The chiddush is, the chatchila, you shouldn't sit there. So, what's a bigger chiddush? To tell you tzel tzilu or to tell you tzel kamase? Of course, tzel tzilu is a bigger chiddush. It's not just, it's just such a remote, it's a shadow of a shadow. And even so, the chatchila, don't sit there because you're having some benefit, you're deriving any benefit from Avodah Zarah. We don't want that to happen.
So if it's the shade from the sun, it depends on where the sun is, as to which angle.
Yeah, it's only a certain time of the day. Middle of the day wouldn't work, yeah. So, you're going to write. You could ask the sefer. Others learn the sefer. It says v'im yoshev toyer. It says on the second part. And if you sat there, you are toyer. Pshita. Obviously, you're toyer. You're not underneath the tree. Why should you be tamei? Omer Rabbi Chana. Omer Yichlin. It's called tzel kamosa. The chiddush is tzel kamosa. Miklal will tzel tzil. Chiliyesh is segmor. But they want to infer. But what about tzel tzil? Not only you're allowed to sit. You're allowed even. Not only if you sat, you're toyer. Chatchili allowed to sit. Because you tell me you're talking about tzel kamosa. I mean tzel tzil. The shadow of a shadow. The chatchili allowed to sit. It's so remote. Loi no, definitely tzel tzilu lechatchili shouldn't sit. You're deriving some benefit by the zoda. Kamash v'lon, they come and teach you that filo tzel kamasa im yoshev toiv. You sat to b'diavad, you are toiv. Says the Gemara, lo yavad achtev yom avtom. In my time, and why shouldn't you? It says here, but underneath the tree, you shouldn't pass by. If you did, you're tummy. Why are you tummy if you pass by underneath the tree? The avodah zarah itself is not metame. Says the Gemara, my time, ef she deleka takrevis avodah gechavim. It's not the avodah zarah itself. It's a takrevis of avodah zarah. The kabbonis you bring for avodah zarah, the sacrifices they bring for avodah zarah that are buried underneath our Asherah tree, and that is what transmits the tumah. Mani, who says that takrevis avodah gechavim? So in other words, the tree is covering over the sacrifices you bring for avodah zarah, and it's covering over you, so it's spreading the tumah from that to that. Who is the author of this? Rabbi Yosef, 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 Why is the Torah comparing it to mason? Rabbi Yosef, 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 Rabbi Yosef,
So this assumes
that the goy is not the battle. So this is presumed that the left by the bones itself in the colon. Yeah, but why called
mason?
Yeah, it's an animal. Mason is only by people. Yeah, so the goy is not mevatel,
even the bones that are left out from the
colon. But he's not mevatel. These are these. He was not mevatel at all.
They're
putting it over here.
So what? What is
takreiv doesn't mean you had to bring it up already. That you set it aside to bring it up. You will bring it up by the zoda, and sitting here, maybe they decided to. If you go to Asia, you see that they put their food in the Avodah Zarah before they eat it. So maybe they put it under a Asherah tree. Maybe that's part of the process. Uh-huh. And then they use it.
Is this a
Rabbanon?
This is a
Rebbe's Melachon? This is only a Rebbanon. No, the only time you become tummy is if you touch a dead body or a nidah.
This is just a Rebbe's Melachon.
This is a Rabbanon. It's a Smachta. Yeah. Says the Gemara, right? And the Rabbanon don't agree with him, but this follows the Rebbe's Seder. So anyway, right to Hoisik is as Rambam, the tree encroached into the public space by using its branches extending. The question is, is he saying, but the evidence if you went underneath the tree, you're Torah? In the Shusar Rabbam, you can walk as you please, and even though you see an Asherah tree's branch extending over Shusar Rabbam, it doesn't matter. You can walk. Chacham Chachilah said there's no problem here whatsoever. Which one is it? Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar Mashmei Yichli Yomar, Oiver, Lechachilah, you're allowed to cross. And Rabbi Yechon Omar, Im Ovar, if you did. V'loi Pligi, Bemis, there's no argument. If there's another route, why do you have to dafka walk underneath the tree, then don't use a reliant heta, then only be the evidence you're Torah? And how the leka dichachin? If you have no bread, you have no other way to go. Then even lechatchil, you let her walk there. Omer Rav Shesh. Rav Shesh is blind. He said l'shamay to his gabbai, ki motis l'hosam. I know there's an Asherah tree in our town. So when you come there to this section where you have the Asherah tree, he says ad hitne. Let's run across. L'cheida hechidami. What are we talking about? Either leka dichachrina. If there's no other route, we just said lechatchil, let her walk there. L'omeli ad hitne. What do you have to run? Rav Sheish is an old man. We have to run. Mishnah Shor Zach Mutter. V'idi Iker Dich is another alternative. And he says, "Look, because this is shorter, let's run across." Is ki Amar Ad Hitna Mishnah Shor? Because he says, "Just we ran. You're allowed to. You're still going underneath the branch. You have to walk around it." La Olam De Leker Dich Achrin. Attack another route. But the Adam Chashev Shiny, because he's a Chashev person, he didn't want people to learn things from him. So therefore, he said, "Let's run." So people will see that there's something wrong here, and they realize because of the Asherah tree that he decided to run. Otherwise, people extrapolate, you know, and for he did this, and they take it to the nth degree, which many times is wrong. Yeah. And Teisa says when we say an alternative route is only if it's the same distance and the same time. If it takes longer, then they don't have to go the other route because Ein L'dover Sof, says Teisa. And what happens? You can go around the whole city. It takes 3 hours longer. Maybe you should do that also. What's the limit? Only 10 minutes longer. 5 minutes longer. I have to be exactly the same time. So the Mishnah Vayit, this we already had before. Zaydin tachtel yirakis b'maysak shamim. You're allowed to plant greens and vegetables underneath the Asheira tree in the summer, in the winter, because you gain nothing from it. You're not having anah from it. Avaloy b'maysak shamim, not in the summer, because you are having anah because the shade is protecting you. The sun shouldn't burn the grains. In this other vegetable, what vegetable is chazirin? Forgot already. Is that cress? What is that? What?
What do you mean in the winter you won't have benefit?
Because there's no sun. The sun doesn't burn anything.
But you will eventually have benefit.
But right now you don't. So you'll have it. Sorry? Okay. Chazeres. Okay. There they benefit also the winter, because it's always good to have for lettuce. This, even a winter sun can ruin it. So therefore, it's the benefit you shouldn't do that. It's also Rabbi Yossi says no. Even in the winter, for every vegetable, it's aser. Why? Af lo yirakim shem. Why? Because the leaves noishedas alein fall down. They become like a fertilizer. In other words, in the winter, it becomes like zev zegurim, because you have, you know, you're having the ground, which is mutter, and then you're having the leaves from the tree, which are falling down, and zev zegurim is aser. According to Rabbi Leizer, and Rabban hold is mutter, or the Rabban hold that the leaves, that's a natural thing, it falls down. There's not having any benefit from the avodah zarah part of it. Says the Gemara, the Memra, seems to me, Rabbi Yossi holds Zev Zegoyim Maser, the ground and the leaves in the winter is also, and therefore he says also. And but Rabban Lami, Rabban holds Zev Zegoyim Muter, they hold as Muter, and yet Hoy Ivcha Shamin Lo, we always learn Faked. We learned a week ago, he said that Shoychik, you grind it into powder, and you throw it into the wind, or you throw it into the ocean. Omruloi, the rabbis were against it. They said, Afu Nasazev will become part of the fertilizer, and Abon Hold, Azev Zagayim is also, therefore we don't want to have any fertilizer out there that's also. And Abiyah just said, Azev Zagayim Mutter, Punk Faket over here. The Nemer, Abon argued, you shouldn't have anything. Kasha, the Abon, and Kasha, Abiyah, Chastira between the two. Says the Gemara, Bishleim, Abiyah, there's like Kasha, no Kasha. Over there, Hassam, in the case of Sheikh Zeruch, what Abiyah says, why you're allowed to do that? What about Zev Zegoyim? There he holds, since your intent was to destroy it. Since the intention was to destroy it, so what we learned before, if an avodah zarah broke by itself, according to the Shlokish, the pieces are mutter, even though you weren't mevatlet, because the Shlokish said the guy walks around thinking this God cannot take care of himself. How in the world can take care of me? So in his mind, he automatically already was mevatlet. So in other words, there's no zev zegoyim in me. There's no iser here at all. It dissipated. Therefore, matin. It's matin. Hoch over here, the like causally, but in our case over here, you're growing vegetables. You have no intention of causing any loss. Usher is awesome. And it's not that these leaves are not going libu, because that's how a tree works. The leaves fall down, they become part of the fertilizer. And therefore, it's ever the usher, says Abiyasi. The Rabbana Kasha over here, they say there's no problem, no Zev Zegoyim Mutter. And over there, they say that the powder is awesome. Madoch over there was libu, they say the powder is awesome. Zev Zegoyim Mutter, Shulav Yishbi awesome. Eifuch, you're right. Swap around the names. B'boi say Maloy Teifuch. The Rabbi Yosi, Kiddushin Rabbi Yosi, like we just answered a minute ago. Here, there's no problem. Zev the Goyim over here, you're destroying it. There's no Isser at all. And over here, Zev the Goyim is Aser, and that's why holding Aldo under the tree. But what about the Rabbon? The Rabbon, we have a problem over here. Rabbon, I'm not worried at all about Zev the Goyim. They say it's all right to plant under the tree, and yet when it comes to over there, when you're turning the powder there, Aser. He said, whatever you gain in the hide, you lose out in the meat. In other words, over here, whatever the tree, whatever benefits you get from the leaves, the fertilizer, you lose because the sun is completely... You took the little bit of sun that you need sun, chlorophyll and all that, you need sun, and the tree completely obscures the sun. So the tree causes damage, and the damage that a tree causes is greater than the benefit that you have. And therefore, it's mutter. The Gemara, the Sava, we have a little bit of time, starting with Rashi from here. The Sava, so what do you tell me? Rabbi Yisi holds, so you conclude it. Rabbi Yisi holds, our Mishnah is talking about where the leaves take is Issa, and then you have the ground, which is Mutter, and he holds that Zev is also. That's why you're not allowed to plant vegetables underneath the tree, even in the winter. Let me ask a question. Rabbi Yisi says, Noitin Yichush al Orla, you're allowed to plant a branch of Orla, the Ein Noitin Ergash al Orla, you're not allowed to plant a branch of Orla, you're allowed to plant, but you're not allowed to plant a nut, a walnut of Orla, Mipnei Shehu Pri, because that is a fruit in its own right. Rabbi Yisi says, Im Nota, but if you did plant a walnut of Orla, it's Mutter. In other words, the new growth is only caused by the walnut you put in. And also to do with the ground, it needs a new fertilizer. It's only Zev Ezegoyim. And therefore, it's mutter. So what does he basically hold? Zev Ezegoyim is mutter. If not, let's do Rashi here, two lines at the bottom. Yichur is knife or branch. Im not to her egg is the walnut. Shalala mutter mutter. Amma, what is even here? Ki godel ilin, the tree grows. The toy and paters, and it carries, bears new fruits. Havla hanach prebis, these fruits are begromme. The egg is are only caused by this nut, the Iser of Iser, and Karka the Heter, together with the soil of the Heter, Uktani Mutter. This is a case of Zev the Geirim. We're not talking about the original nut, we're talking about the future. Any new nuts is the case of Zev the Zev Geirim, and it's Mutter.
So we say that the branch of the olive tree,
yeah.
What do? You actually take a branch and stick it in, yeah. And then it comes out.
Yeah.
So they're saying that branch itself is not also, or because the fruit comes out, it's
not. There's no problem. So it continues being Orla. It's not a problem. It continues being Orla, and you grow new things out of it. But we're talking about you're not allowed to use, you're not allowed to have Anah from Orla as well.
Right.
And you're taking the walnut, you're having Hanah.
Not about the walnut.
So it's Orla. We'll see that we had before.
The walnut says Orla, we say the branch is not. Why do you say the branch that you put into the ground and the new one comes out? Why do you say that's a mutter?
So maybe, because by Orla we say the Atzei Orla, not Asr. It's only the fruits of the Orla that's Asr. So anyone invite. So we see Lachay Rabbi Yisi holds as Zevet Agarim Mutter, and now Mishnah Yulim Pshat and Rabbi Yisi Zevet Agarim is Asur, the soil and the leaves. The Tanya, I'm Hachri, I'm Taki also learn, Moide Rabbi Yisi is Moide, She'im Nota Vihivri Vihiki Mutter. We learned that Rabbi Yisi is Moide, we looked at another Braise, not just Rabbi Huda said, Amarav, which is not Moide, we actually looked at Braise. Rabbi Yisi is Moide, that if not Vihivri Hiki is Mutter. Rashi, you took a branch of Orla and you grafted into an older tree. So the existing tree is not Orla. The branch you put in is Orla. So how do we judge the fruits growing out of this branch? When we say mutarim peter, say miyad. You don't have to wait for till the full 3 years. You can eat the fruit straight away. Even though this particular branch didn't yet expire the years of Orla, you have the main tree and you have this branch together are forming the new fruits, and it's mutter. So clearly, Zev is a game is mutter according to Rabbi Yisi. So what's that Mishnah? If you graft a yalda, a young tree, and an older one, but Taylor because bottle the tree. Okay, back to the Gemara. V'chi tema, if you can tell me, Shanila, maybe there's a difference in Rabbi Yisi ben Shari Yisurin. Maybe in all other Yisurin he's lenient and he says Zev is a game is mutter. La Avodah Gechavim, when it comes to Avodah Zorah, that's what we're talking about here in Ashele tree, he's much more machmir. He said, look, Zev is a game by a Mashele. The slightest amount of Avodah Zorah is already awesome. And if you're using the leaves of the tree, I got a problem, even though you're also using the soil of the ground. Maybe. Rashi, Shani, Le Rabbi Yisi ben Chavim, Shari Yisurin, Afgav, the Shari Yisurin, Zev is a game mutter. Svila Hoch, maybe over here holds Asa. So the Gemara, Mishonle, does he holds also? But Tanya, we learned even by way of Zodah, he believes that Zev is a game of mutter. We learned what we learned. Zodah feels in his davla be Zev chadma field that was fertilized with fertilizer from avay de Zodah became potter. In his patma a potter that was fattened be kashinu chavim with fodder from avay de Zodah. No, it's things that you sacrifice avay de Zodah. Takrei avay de Zodah. In one place we learned Sada Tizra that the field you can plant Potter Tishchad you can shech the animal. In one place we learned it's all mutter, no problem. Even though you have because Zev is a Geirim is mutter. V'tanya, either learned elsewhere, saw the tover, no, you got to leave the ground fallow. You can't have any benefit from it until you get rid of this entire fertilizer here, or until it loses its strength. Or potter tizer, you have to weaken this potter, you know, get rid of all the fat, or all the increase of weight of the fat in this stuff, this animal, you got to get rid of it. In other words, you can't have any zara. So it's a machlekes. And l'cheder, what's a machlekes? About the zevez agoyin muteras. And who do we know who argues about zevez agoyin? Rabbi Yisi is the one who holds agoyin generally muter, so he must hold of it also muter. Even though we're talking about zara. My love, ho, Rabbi Yisi, what a bun? Rashi, my love, ho, diktari, saw the tizra, the one who said that you can use, have a no, Rabbi Yisi, kishamina, because he's the only one that we know, Dama, Gabi, all the zevez agoyin muter. He's the author of the opinion that zevez agoyin muter, so by avodah zarah, also he's the one who holds the zevez agoyin muter. Hachinam here to tizra, you can plan, vazroim, gedele, my day zevel, the isra, vikarka, the head to the combination of the two, of zeh and zeh goyim. The leshani lame, avi chom, shari sun, it's clear from here, there's no difference between avodah zarah and any other isra, this is the same machlekes, vikashia, masnisin, so how in the world do we explain our Mishnah that says that the leaf fall down, you got a problem. L'chayda, why? Couldn't Rabbi Yisi Zevez Agoyin Mutter? What's the problem? Same thing. This animal had his own, had Zevez Agoyin, had normal food, and had Levay Zara food. And yet it says here, no problem, Mutter. So the Gemara, loy. Who said it has to be Rabbi Yisi? Maybe Rabbi Yisi, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, holds Zevez Agoyim is also like our Mishnah says. There's another Tanner, Rabbi Lezer, and he's the one who holds Zevez Agoyim's Mutter, and holds that by, he holds no difference between Avodah Zarah and everywhere else. Hi, Rabbi Lezer, which machlek are you referring to? Is it Rabbi Lezer, when it comes to yeast? But now we learn, if you have yeast from chulin and yeast from truma, they both fell into dough. Neither of them have enough to be the catalyst to turn it into chametz. Then it's tarfu, so you have now chulin and truma together. So do we treat it like truma? Do we treat it like chulin? The chimtzu, and now it became the bread. Rabbi Lezer, I mean, now fermented. Rabbi Lezer says, achra, Rabbi Lezer says, whichever one came last, that's the main catalyst. And therefore, if truma was last, it's truma, and if chulun was last, it's chulun. The chacham say, bein shenafel isa lechatchila, bein shenafel isa, whether the truma fell in first, whether for last, einu osr achi hei bokideh lechametz. It has to have enough to for chametz. When does Rabbi Lezer say that if the chulun was last, it's mutter only? You remove the truma before it fell in the, so the truma is no longer there. So the truma is still sitting there when the chulun fell in. Then osir, it is osir. Why? Because it will say the heter is mistarif l'isa, they both combine together forces, the amalgam of the two, and therefore since the chometz is the truma is what started the process, and the heter now is just combining with the isa, they form one unit, and it's called heter mistarif l'isa, which we had in Pesachim. Let's do Rashi of Amar Abayi. Amar Abayi Loishana is about 7 lines above the wine lines. Amar Abayi Loishana, when do we say you go after Amar Abayi? Im Achren Chulin, the later thing was Chulin, Shemutin Mutter, El only when, Shekodim, Vesilika, Seitza, you remove the Trume Kaidim, the Philosophy Shalzeh, before the Chulin fell in. Shekishanafel Zeh, that when this one fell in, Lekla Meima, we can't say Hetem is Tarav Lisa, so when the Chulin fell in, you can't say, oh, the Chulin joined the Trume together, working Lia Shir, La Ose, so now they have a Shir here, to Asim. Even though they gave already Isa, even though the Truma already gave the gave already the Kayach, but even if you took it away, was that help? The Truma left an indelible mark, it started the whole process. Nevertheless, Kivan the lo have a boy me'olam shechimus lekalamim. You cannot say zevez agoidim. You cannot say zevez agoidim because neither one has enough to do anything. So therefore, bit l'shein zedishin. If the first one is no longer there, the second one takes over. Avalim loy kodim v'suyis. What have you? The main point here is if you didn't take away the truma, aser, it is aser. Why is it Rasa? Afa Pisha not well had to lose life, even though the had to fell in second. Also, why? Because this is Zev is a Goyim Asa. So what does he clue from here? Rabbi Lezer holds that Zev is a Goyim is Asa. Only time that he says that the Chulim was last, it's mutter is if the Truma is no longer there. So you can no longer say Zev was a Goyim because there is no Zev. The Truma started the catalyst, but the Truma never had enough to do anything. When do we say Zev is Zev? Each one did something, it had a major effect. A full effect, like the leaves of the tree here had a full effect. That does the fertilizer. Over here, the truma did not have enough to the yeast. Did not have enough yeast to make it to make it ferment. Neither did the chulin. So therefore, he said this is not a case of zev zev goyim. But they have a different problem altogether. If they both function together, we have a problem of hetem estarif l'isa, not zev zev goyim. Hetem estarif l'isa means that they perform one unit, and then we say what is the unit, isa dika unit. But if the isa is gone. There's no hetem istarav l'isa. Hetem istarav to what? He said the truma. You took the truma out. So hetem istarav l'isa cannot work unless they're both there together. So hetem is gone. What do you have left now? But the chulin couldn't do it on its own. It had to have the truma. But since the truma was not here anymore, and only you have the byproduct of it, and since the byproduct was not enough, it's not sufficient to turn into chametz, as if non-existent. There's no zev is a goyim. So we found another tana who believed, but where there is zev is a, it is asa. And he's the one who makes no chilik between equanimity between the chulin between the avodah zarah and everything else. And he's the author here about this field and this potter. What about that guy mutter says the Gemara? Back to Gemara. How do you know?
So what's the problem made up of? The potter ate both.
He had normal food and he had the truma food. Then the truma avodah zarah food. Zev zeh goyim. Rabbi Elazar says it's mutter, and the chomer say the zev zeh goyim is also nothing to do with Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Rabbi Yisrael take a hold by avodah zarah, he would be machmir. And he would agree the rabbanon over there. That would be also the field and the potter. That is zev zeh goyim. No. Says Gemara, my the time Rabbi's got a buyer. Who said that Abaye is right? Abaye understood Rabbi Lezer. The reason is because of Zevzeh Goyim. Kedilma Tarlezer is Achrach and Yibam. Heavy Pasha the way you read it. Abaye came along and qualified it. Who said? If you read the Pasha of Shad Abaye, Rabbi Lezer says, for whatever reason, you always look at the last thing because that's what finished the job. And therefore, nothing to do with Zevzeh Goyim. He holds even the Truma still sitting there. If Chul is the last thing put in, that's what makes the job. So if you finish it, be Isir, it's easy. If you finish it, be Hetir, it's Hetir. But if it fell in the same time, maybe everyone holds Zevzeh Goyim as Mutter. Who knows? Who said that Abai is right? The Dafka is talking about that if you removed it, maybe even if it's still sitting there, he still holds the last thing, nothing to do. Ella, so that's not the Rabbi Lezer, you're right. Ella Rabbi Lezer is a different Rabbi Lezer holds as ever the Gaidim is Mutter Rabbi Lezer, Rabbanan the Eitzim. This is the Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanan of Eitzim. That what? That now we learned, not al heimenu eitzim. If you took wood from the asherah tree, asura bahano, you don't have any anor from him. What about heisig barzatana? You heated up an oven with it. Chad is a brand new oven, therefore what? When you heat up a brand new oven, the oven solidifies, so you actually had an impact on the oven itself, and the structure of the oven itself. Comes out the oven was made from Isan Yutut, you have to demolish it, there's nothing you can do about it. Yashin, the oven is existing anyway. Navas, you want to heat it up to break bread in it. Then Yutzin, all you do is cool down, so you have no benefit from the tree. Other boys are pass. What about you actually bake bread there? Asura bahano, if you bake bread there, whether it's new, and if it's new, and then you put in brand new wood, took out the wood, brand new wood, so now it's zevazeh. The oven itself is from Isano, and the wood is mutabano. Or whether it's old, the oven itself is mutabano, and the used the wood from Nasheda, which is also bano. So zevazeh goidim, right? So what's the din? In this, the din is the bread is asur. And it's out of a bachedim. Now, if this bread got mixed with other bread, kula nasud is banah. They're all also banah. Because zev is zev, goyim is also. Rabbi Lezer, meyelech hanah, the yam melech, is a yustroah danah yam melech, and the rest is mutter. Rashi, offers a pass, about 7 lines into the wide lines. Offers a pass, bein bechadah, shetina, a brand new oven, which itself is also banah, and you cool it down. The chazah, vihisikibatzi, had you put brand new wood, bein beyoshan, an old one, behelfish, right, says iser. He heated up with wood that's asr. Havli v'tavayu, both of them zevah. They're goyidim, sha'apash, and nevah v'chadosh. They're both the bread that you baked in the brand new one, behesek sheni bar, they're goyidim. So the oven itself is asr. Shenes chazi ben hatanu medei shusur, because the oven came from, you know, wood from al sheder. The goyidim heter, the high hesek, and now you have heter, the second one is the new wood. Uktoni ha'pasa sur l'ablezer. See, l'ablezer holds it's asr. No, l'ablezer holds zevah, that goyidim is asr. Adshi, and Rabban who argued him, obviously holds mutter. Adshi, yelich hani, d'mei eitzim, d'isim, you have to throw away the money from this, from the wood into Yamlek, I'm not enough from it. Alma Zev is a great, it was us. They said, no, you cannot redeem. If it's a void of Zodah, you can't just take throw a little bit of money. The whole thing is us. So, what is he clear from here? Rabbi Lezer holds that Zev is a great, us. And the Rabban who argued him holds mutter. No chilik, a void of Zodah, everything else. Don't do the Rabbi Yisrael Mishnah. Rabban and the Pligi, Rabbi Lezer money. Who is Rabban who argues? Elema, the Rabban, the eights in the Rabban, we said by wood. Achmuri, Machmrim. The Rabbanu were machmer, they're even worse. Oh, I better stop, okay. So right here, we're almost finished the sugya.